Merci, Monsieur le Président, de...
Thank you for giving me the floor, President. Firstly, I wish to congratulate you on your appointment to preside over the work of our conference. President, it's true that Cameroon is presiding over the G21, but I am making this statement in my national capacity. We will have our first G21 meeting tomorrow. And so the statement I am making is made in my national capacity. President, firstly, I do wish to congratulate you and to welcome the programme of work you've just outlined. It suits us perfectly. We believe that your vision, your approach for the evolution of our work is one we can support, and we are prepared to assist you in this endeavour. President, we are undertaking this work in a particularly agitated context. My delegation, and perhaps the whole of G21, believe in the force of dialogue, the strength of dialogue. We're here in the United Nations, and this is why it is our view that our work is part of the peace dynamic and that the Conference on Disarmament contributes to peace. So, without any hesitation, we believe humbly that your presidency will help us to achieve victory here. President, the G21, even if I'm not speaking on behalf of the G21 right now, is a major group which is inspired by desire for peace. And as all other groups, we are looking at how the world is changing in these turbulent times. G21 will do everything it can to be mobilized, to take part in discussions, to take part in any endeavors leading to peace. As coordinator of the group, I wish to congratulate my predecessors, in particular Bangladesh, as I've just taken over from Bangladesh, but all of the G21 coordinators. We are advocates of peace and disarmament, and we shall play an active role in seeking these. President, I'd also like to congratulate Japan on this wonderful surprise. They have brought together here today these students to meet with us. Students are our future, and they will make a contribution to a world where we see more peace and more dialogue, and that is what we are all seeking. President, to conclude, I wish to reiterate the support of my delegation to you in your work. We shall do everything we can to mobilize our group to be highly inclusive and highly participatory, because the objective of the United Nations, where we are meeting today, is to seek peace. Thank you.